Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, so is it Memorial Day weekend yet?
No. Almost.
If people really are playing hooky from after Game of Thrones last night, do you buy that? Yeah, your Spence is making face.
I mean, for me, it was a big deal. I was excited to watch it, but yeah. It's not like the Super Bowl. I'm never for the Super Bowl day off thing, because whatever. But
you are not for that.
No, I mean, I'm off. I'm always for a day off, but the whole idea that the days off we get are in remembrance of war heroes and major people in history, and then taking off for a football game is kind of dumb. What I mean is, it's just not to that level.
Or is it so smart? Because after we have all these other serious reasons for taking days off, maybe we just need one.
Right? Maybe.
You know, maybe it's Mental Health Day, maybe, and yeah. We all do it together.
Yeah.
As a group.
Nice. I love it.
It's a lovely group. It's a lovely group activity.
Sure.
That could be good.
Again, I won't turn it down, but.
I think it's weird. It's not like we were up that late.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
Says the folks who get up around 3 o'clock in the morning. We weren't up that late.
No.
Even if you watch the later version, the West Coast version, what was it 10 o'clock if you went to bed?
It was 10:30.
10:30, you're all right.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Wasn't bad at all. So.
Okay. Now, without saying anything, Spence, I know, sent a text and said, completely satisfied.
Yeah, I liked it.
Kayla?
I am like 90% satisfied.
Little Jess?
I didn't watch it.
Fair enough.
I checked out.
Oh, good. Somebody has to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not everybody did.
And we didn't get a text from you. How are you feeling?
After all the hype, though, do you go, what's the big deal?
After all the hype, I definitely want to watch it, but I have to do it in my own time because there's moments where I don't know if it's an attention thing, but I check out.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. You kind of have to commit. I think if you're into it, you're into it. And if you're not, you're not.
You thought it was okay?
Predictable.
Oh, really? Okay.
For me, it was predictable. It just in that they've been so good at having those whoa moments. And, what a surprise. There's a scene where everybody, you know, here, we're going to bring back a bunch of characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and then the book, The History of the Song of Fire and Ice gets put down. That kind of stuff. But none of us in this room saw Bran.
That's true.
No, we probably should.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah.
And we will later, yeah. And we'll set everybody up for that. I just thought,
I thought it was good.
This is where you went?
Our house was divided. Buddy loved the final episode. He's perfect. He's like, this is the perfect way to end the whole thing. He loved it. And for me, it was like everything except for just one thing. Everything was perfect about the episode because they had so many loose ends they really did have to tie up.
Final scene was good. Yeah, I thought final scene was good. Final, you know, the way to take it out was all right. But, all right, good. Shall we start?
Yes, let's begin,
shall we? Then let's begin.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Uh-huh.
And away we go.
Did you see John Wick this weekend?
No.
I did not.
Did you see it?
I did.
Yeah.
I liked it. I can see where Jacob Toronto's coming from with the last hour, but it was action-packed. Total John Wick. Yeah, it was great.
It's the funniest things sometimes in the course of this show. The stuff that sticks out and stuff that we think, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes it just goes by the wayside. Jacob Toronto has become a thing. The ChasingCinema.com 6-word cinema has become a thing because now he's touching nerves. And I got people this weekend going, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You don't go to John Wick for plot points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to John Wick for the love story. or whatever. They're like, no, John Wick kicks ass. And I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited. 57 million. Although that doesn't, 57 million is not a lot. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, if I had 57 million right now, this would be our last show.
Yeah, you would not hear him.
That's a really, by the way, it's a very, very good start for a movie.
On Seven's good, right?
We are so hyped up about these huge openings from like Avengers and Star Wars and all that stuff that open with $5 bajillion.
100 million, like for those guys, right?
Yeah.
100 million for those.
Well, no, Star Wars and Avengers both opened with over 250 million.
That's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. So we all see these big numbers. So when John Wick gets 57, we're like, psh.
Yeah.
John Wick.
See, look, y'all, this is why we have a double math major on staff. This is why we have a double math major on our team.
And then you add to the fact that they still had to compete with Avengers, which, you know, if Avengers wasn't around, they would have done even more money because
probably, yeah.
Endgame
yeah.
still kicked yeah, butt. Right. They were in like, second place.
Yeah. But after 3 weeks on the top, John Wick. So I think that's smart, too. Smart strategy to go in there. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the only morning radio show in Las Vegas with a double math major on staff. I just wanted to.
And away we go.
Away we go. We're the only ones. Can't find it anywhere else.
Oh, good.
And thank you for listening. The weather right now, this is what we got all week. Heading into Memorial Day weekend. But then once MDW hits.
Right.
Hashtag MDW. Once Memorial Day weekend hits, then it's going to be 80 and perfect. This nice. Is such a blessing.
Yeah.
I know. Do you hate it? Though, Kayla, because you're always cold.
I actually don't hate it. My boyfriend and I were the annoying people this weekend that we made them, oh, look at the mountain. It's the middle of May and it still has snow on it. We were those people this weekend. I wanted to punch ourselves in the
face. I made note.
I know, but you don't want to be that person that's like, oh my God, we're the middle of May and look at this gorgeous weather we're having.
I know, it's cool. just know, and in case you've forgotten, because it didn't really hit me until later on this morning. If you're trying to drive anywhere up in the north part of the valley, EDC is letting out as we speak.
Yeah.
And it's, as you know, it's a mess. I'd take the day off for that. You know, they say like supposedly like 11 million people are taking the day off because of Game of Thrones. Then if you add in all the people who are distracted or screwing around at work talking about Game of Thrones, that number goes up to almost 30 million people affected by that show. Supposedly. That combined with everybody trying to get into and out of the Speedway. And you're like, why are people trying to get into the Speedway? All the different ride share options with all your Uber and Lyft drivers and the party buses and everything else that's trying to get in to Las Vegas Motor Speedway to get people out of Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's nuts.
Wow.
It's just nuts. So while they do that, we will do this. With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
At 702-364-9898, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? If you had to narrow it down to one thing, Kayla Jo Walker, what would be the best part of you? I know you're just thinking hard, just biting her lip and everything.
Well, I'm just like, I cleaned that. My boyfriend went and played 36 rounds of golf, which, if you don't know, takes basically all day long.
36 rounds?
36 holes of golf.
Oh, my God. I was like,
oh, my God. Yes.
That's a record.
Yeah.
36 holes of golf on Saturday. I had the house to myself the entire day, so I just cleaned, which I know is not very exciting, but for me, like, our house was just a hot mess, so it was kind of nice.
Exciting for you.
Yeah, it's very relaxing, actually. So
your boyfriend played more rounds of golf than Tiger did this weekend. That's interesting.
That was a good one.
Good one. So the we just made Daenerys facing each other. It's my favorite thing. Did you call that a smize? Is that a smize?
A smize. Mm. I guess so, yeah.
What would you call this?
I don't know. You're just, biting a lemon? Yep. I don't know.
Yes, that's it. It's sour face.
Sour face.
It's sour face, but I'm smiling at you. Aren't you sweet? You know what it is? It's the visual equivalent of bless your heart.
Yeah.
Yes. I see it now.
Heart. Oh, you're silly.
Oh, you.
Which, of course, means you're dumb.
Yeah, you're dumb. Well, and especially in this room with us.
Yeah.
You're dumb because we're friends. Oh, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I was going to say Game of Thrones, but that's too easy. I played Pai Gow poker for the first time, and I had the greatest time. It's really fun. I'm like, why didn't I play this before?
How long did you play?
like 2 hours.
Oh my God.
And late. I mean, I didn't get out of the casino till like 1 in the morning because it's a game where you push a lot. So you can play on a budget. And I played for 2 hours till I finally hit something pretty decent and walked out.
I'm totally envisioning you with a watered down Crown Royal, not because the casino watered it down, but because the ice in the drink melted. That you're sitting there with a watered down Crown Royal and a cigarette hanging out of your yap. And your hat may or may not be turned backwards. And you're playing. I mean, you said there was an annoying Californian there.
Guy from Temecula who would not shut up telling everybody how to play the game. It's a tough game. You really got to add stuff up. Once you get used to it, you're fine. This guy, didn't matter who came to the table, he invented Pai Gow poker, apparently.
That's his strategy, though.
There's no strategy to have. You have your 7 cards and you deal your... You don't affect anybody else.
No, but he wanted to annoy you. That's all.
It doesn't benefit him to annoy me.
You met Jeremy Pai Gow? Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I'm like, man, he's a man of the people.
Did you get a selfie?
$5 tables.
Did you get a selfie with Jeremy Pai Gow?
Oh, I did.
That's amazing.
What was the absolute best for you?
A little gestures.
Okay. I'm going to jump on the Kalo wagon, though. Cleaning.
Yeah.
Went through all the boxes in the garage, put them back up, and I managed to do it without hurting my back. So I'm feeling
pretty good.
Feeling like Superwoman.
Good for you. How long do you think that garage will stay clean?
2 months, max.
Is it just a catch-all? Does everything just end up in the garage?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's stuff laying
all over. Yeah, whatever just feels like it's cluttered in the house, move it to the garage.
That's how our office is for us. Just throw it in the office. It's fine. We'll get to you later.
My desk.
Yeah.
My desk is the worst. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. No, you won't. I can't be that guy. I had a spectacular weekend. In the retelling of it, I had a spectacular weekend. 3 different charity events. Dress for Success on Friday afternoon.
Nice.
Leukemia Lymphoma Society, Man and Woman of the Year on Friday night. And the Fraternity of the Desert Bighorn Sheep.
What?
On Saturday. 3 events, 3 fundraising records smashed.
Awesome.
Nice. Good for you.
Smashed. And then all of it, we had Aces preseason yesterday. Aces had a game yesterday at Cox Pavilion.
Oh, nice.
And I don't recall the last time I was that happy.
Oh,
I was so happy.
Saw you on all the social medias. You looked good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, with the charity stuff?
The Aces stuff. I was following along. They had you on there a couple of times. Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's great. And then the press conference for Liz Cambages today. If you don't know, look her up online. We'll get into more of that. 702-364-9898. First pick of the prizes. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chip Buchanan Show.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend? It's 702-364-9898. We've got Khalid tickets for June 22nd. MGM Grand Garden Arena. We've got a Fandango promo card. Go see whatever movie you want. Reserve your tickets on Fandango. Skip the box office lines. Head to Fandango now. It should be good enough for 2 of you to go.
Okay.
For a movie. And then Wet n' Wild on Sunday for Memorial Day weekend. A special performance from AJ Mitchell. Also, a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. Could be yours just for the best part of your weekend. Hey, John on the east side.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
City where the sun don't set. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
But we got to go spend yesterday out at the Lion Habitat Ranch with my son and my wife.
I haven't been there yet, and I've heard the coolest things. Our friend Tanara went there, and she was taking photos, and she's like, you got to go see it. It's awesome.
Yeah. I know. I hear it's just amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. And a friend of ours, in fact, family member of ours, P1 family, worked there and is now going to work at some giant preserve in Africa.
Wow.
Michelle Cable in Centennial Hill. She always has a better weekend than you. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So just basically relaxing, taking a nap with the windows open and the breeze coming in.
Is this not Michelle Cable?
No, my name's Michelle Day.
And you still had a better weekend than everybody else. I'm shocked. I'm shocked right now. This is just taking a turn I wasn't prepared for.
Right.
Liz in Old Henderson, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Good morning. I'm a teacher, so this weekend I spent celebrating at my pool with a bunch of my teacher friends at the end of the school year.
Uh-huh. Many margaritas were blended, I'm certain.
Yes, a few.
I'm
4 days to go.
That's awesome.
4 days to go, man.
Good job this year.
Honestly, what will you do with these kids? What grade do you teach?
I teach second grade.
Okay, let's not say anything more about that. What will you actually do with these kids this week?
We will do a lot of team building activities.
Yes, yes. Well played, by the way. Is this DLK?
Yes,
DLK on Blue Diamond. Where were you at the Aces game yesterday? I thought for sure you'd be there.
Yes, I should have gone there, but I didn't get out of bed yesterday either.
Good for you.
There you go.
Was that the best part of your weekend?
Well, actually, we went Friday and walked around Town Square with the family, had dinner, and did a little shopping. So we never do anything together as a family, all four of us. So I thought that would be it, but honestly, it was not getting out of bed.
The combination, that is an awesome weekend, though.
Just relaxing. I like all that. Ken's in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
What's happening, brother? What was the best part of your weekend?
So my son plays soccer for his elementary school. He's a kindergartner. And he was sick one day, and they lost their only game of the season. And then this past Saturday, they played the team that they lost to, and they just whooped their butts. It got to the point where the last 10 seconds, the other team finally scored, and I heard one of the other dads go, "Wow, at least it wasn't a shutout."
Oh, man. That's awesome. Hang on 1 second. Wanda in Spring Valley, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My son and daughter-in-law came over with the kids, and usually my 3-year-old grandson, he really doesn't, he's at that point where he hasn't really connected with me yet. It's kind of you through a shy stage. He just ran up and jumped in my arms and put his head on my shoulder, and he goes, "I love you." And I go, "Did you miss me?" He goes, "Yeah, that was the best."
Oh, my God. That's amazing. When did grandparents get so young? Because my grandma was super old, and the reason that I wouldn't hug her is because she smelled like oil of Olay, and I didn't like it. And honestly, she was greasy. Like, her skin was greasy. I didn't like it. Thank God grandparents aren't like that anymore.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
If graduations begin in earnest later on this week. CSN's going to walk today. UNLV walked on Saturday, which was fantastic. Gorman walked. They walked yesterday. Which was funny because I could have swore that Bishop Gorman walked last night, but they walked at noon. So coming out of the Aces game, because we played at Cox Pavilion yesterday, the preseason game. By the way, they lost to Minnesota. This is going to be a great team. Liz Cambage, who was last year's WNBA leading scorer, and she's 6'8" and gorgeous. We've already changed the name of the city to Liz Vegas. Welcome to fabulous Liz Vegas. She'll be announced and introduced officially later on today. Get yourself to Mandalay Bay Event Center. This is going to be a fun year.
Okay.
I'll just say it. There's a lot of whispering amongst the fan base. And we're not official. I mean, I get paid by the team, but we ain't official. You know what I mean? But there are many whispers of championship.
I saw some stuff on social media very whispers. Yeah.
And it's just a good time in there. Like, I've sat around the bowl, like, watching from every angle, up higher, down lower, and everything. And even in the end zone, that, like, there's, like, a party end zone at the end.
Sure.
There's a lot of fun there. So it's just go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, not a bad seat.
No, not a bad seat in the house.
For real, not a bad seat. Yesterday, even though it was a preseason game, it was like we were playing for the championship. Lambeer got a tee. Minnesota's coach got a tee. Should have got teed up again later because she was inappropriate. That's the beauty of sitting where, the PA guy sits right there at center court right at the table. And that's the beauty of that. I get to hear all of that stuff. She probably should have got another tee. True story. Ref comes over after the game. It's like, how close was she? We said, how close was she? And she goes, it's preseason. So regular season, she might have got herself teed up. But then we come out of Cox Pavilion. It's like, oh, my God, what are all these people doing here? Well, Gorman walked at noon yesterday. Yeah. And I don't know why I thought they were last night. So graduation, like for everybody else, pretty much Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and next Tuesday. As always, 98.5 KLUC honors our grads and doing it again with a brand new graduation song that you can be a part of. We will tell you how in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, pleased to be enjoying the wonderful work of your boy Spence. Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Green Valley Seniors, man. Good looking out on finishing and not dropping out.
Congratulations.
What's up, y'all? It's Jeremiah. I just want to say congratulations to all the Valley High School seniors for graduating this year. Let's go, Mama, we made it.
Hey, look, Ma.
Congratulate all of the Chapel Hill graduates of 2019.
Are you ready for the sequel? Ain't ready for the latest in the garden of evil. I'm gonna be the greatest in a golden cathedral. I'll be praying for the faithless. And if you lose, boo. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
All the Coronado seniors graduating this year.
You want to give a shout out to all the graduates of Desert Oasis High School, and especially Starla Wilson.
Shout out to my brother Anthony, who graduated from Durango. Woo-hoo! You did it. Even though I didn't think you would. Yeah!
Desert Oasis High School.
Green Valley.
Legacy.
Chapel Hill.
Durango. Coronado.
Congratulations, Gorman.
Valley High School.
Congratulations to all the Liberty graduates 2019.
I made it. Nice. Yay! Congratulations to all of our grads. And if you want to be a part of that song, there will be parts added to it and folks swapped in and out as we go along. Yeah. How can they be a part of it?
702-889-7383. 702-889-7383. Give out a shout out to your grad, your high school, whatever you want, but keep it short.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Back in 2011, the New York Times did their initial review of Game of Thrones. They didn't like it very much at all.
Oh, really?
They called the show boy fiction that has been, quote, patronizingly turned out to reach the population's other half. The review mentions, quote, Playboy TV-style plot points and costume drama sexual hopscotch. And it adds, quote, it serves up a lot of confusion in the name of no larger or really relevant idea beyond sketchily fleshed out notions that war is ugly, families are insidious, and power is hot. If you're not averse to the Dungeons & Dragons aesthetic, the series might be worth the effort. If you were nearly anyone else, you'll hunger for HBO to get back to the business of languages for which we already have a dictionary. Oh, sick burn. By the way, Game of Thrones won 47 Emmys to this point, more than any other drama.
Yep.
They didn't like it at first.
Nope.
Well, I was that guy. I was that guy at first. Like,
you didn't like it?
I didn't have any time for it. I just didn't. I never even made the effort. So I just went, dragons, please. We get it. I know why Spence watches it, because it's got boobs. Yeah. And I get it.
Yeah, sadly, but no boobs last night, though. What a disappointment.
Had our fill.
I figured they didn't want to cheapen it.
Yeah, but I thought I did think of you. I thought, well, Spence is enjoying this leather getup that Danny's in. Her dragon skin.
Sansa's getup was even more. I'm like, geez. Yeah. Spank me.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what I mean? Because she looks dominatrix-y. That's what I was referring to.
Sit back down, will you? Will you just sit back down and relax for a minute?
Okay. I get Game of Thrones talking. I got to stand up.
Oh my God, he's so excited.
but to your point, the dragons, the whole fantasy part of Game of Thrones, I appreciate now, but I like it because it's like, it feels like medieval England and it's kind of kings and castles and stuff.
Yeah.
I get that. So,
and it was so all you part
could
of the.
Do without like the witches and all that stuff. I could probably do without that stuff.
Yeah. But it was all part of it.
Yeah.
You know, once you get in, it was so well done. It was so well done earlier. I get where people think that they rushed a little through this last bit, but true story, each of those six episodes, there was a lot in there.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've gotten so spoiled by the idea that just, you know, entertain me. And if you watch, I tried to watch last night and really appreciate all the stuff that they put into it. You know how much work
of course.
How much work that must absolutely. Have been. So,
and you got like a full-length movie every week as opposed to, you know, like sitcoms now are down to 20 minutes of actual content. So it's kind of, they put a lot of effort.
It was an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know.
That's like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. But I just thought, there wasn't anything where I went, oh, wow. Whoa. None of that. I just kind of went, yeah, okay. Great. Can we do spoilers now?
Yes.
Can we start doing spoilers? Do I have to give an alarm? Because I can't find it.
I think you have to tell people, though. Yes, we are going to be talking about last night's show.
All right, spoilers. Spoiler alert. Game of Thrones spoiler alert. Last time you'll have to deal with this. We'll never have to do it again.
Done.
First and foremost, this is going into the last season. This is everybody who was still there and still alive.
From King's Landing across Westeros to Winterfell, who will survive season 8? Only time will tell. Will it be Grey Worm the Hound or Podrick Payne, Cersei Gilligandry or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Lord Varys, Bronn or Jon's Aunt Daenerys? Will Sunday Tyrion the Onion Knight, or will Sansa Stark be the one to survive? Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth or the Mountain, Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, Jaime the Night King or Melisandre, Edison or the guy with the flaming sword, Three-Eyed Raven Lady Lyanna, Jorah, Mormont, Qyburn or Arya, Theon, Euron or Yara, who the army of the dead will claim is unknown on Game of Thrones.
Well, that was a lot. We'll see who was left at the end, and I have to ask right now. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Lindsay
morning.
Has been part of our Game of Thrones Deadpool. And we'll see. And she is exempt from losing.
Yeah.
The loser of our Game of Thrones Deadpool has to go, has to walk the length of the Bellagio fountains wearing a nude, a flesh-colored body size. while we all follow along shouting shame and ringing bells, like as you... Shame, little Jess.
Shame.
Lil Jess doesn't have to do it either. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame.
With bells.
You were practicing there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lindsay may have won the whole thing. Lindsay may
I
have.
Think by default and by the person that I, people that I chose, hopefully.
I got to disagree.
I disagree with that as well.
Yeah, I disagree.
Well, we'll see in a moment, mm-hmm. won't we? Oh, what did you think of last night's finale?
Oh, boy. I have mixed emotions still.
Spence
Maybe I'm
was,
in denial that it's over.
There's that. Spence said he was fully satisfied.
Yeah, that was good.
Kayla was 90%
satisfied. 90% satisfied. One little thing at the end I wanted to change, but besides that, great episode.
What did you want to change at the end?
There was the Jon Snow. I couldn't really understand his face when the gate was closing, and he looked back. I couldn't tell if he was sad or he was like, this is the new chapter. I just couldn't tell his face. That's all. If they could just, I don't know, CGI his face so it's a little more telling, that would be awesome. So.
He was happy to see Tormund, and I was glad we all got to see Tormund.
Right.
There was one part missing from that.
Yeah, he needed to see if the big woman was still there, but he didn't.
Did you bring the big woman with you?
Did you bring the big woman?
That'd have been funny.
Did you bring the big woman? That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But we got to see Tormund. By the way, Lindsay, if you're feeling withdrawal, therapists say, and I have actual therapy, these are actual therapists, say that it's okay.
I think we get really close to these characters and we really start to care about what happens to them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they become part of our families.
These shows have been around for so many years that we've grown up with them. So really the thought of it not being there is so jarring to people that it feels like, what next? Like, what do I do?
So we will find out who actually won this thing. And even more importantly, in our Game of Thrones death pool, who lost this thing and who will be walking the length of the Bellagio fountains in a flesh-colored bodysuit.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, y'all, you just missed an epic lip-sync battle that they didn't even know that they were having. Mm. Spence and Kayla love them some Shawn Mendes, obviously, as I just learned.
Yeah,
I'm getting stuff ready for the bit, and I look up, and the both of them are like, yeah, man. Just like getting after it. Who do you believe, Lil Jess, who do you believe was the actual winner of Lip Sync Battle?
Kayla, I got to go with
that. Yeah, it was close. It was close.
Yeah.
I'll step it up next time.
Spence, as they were going into that final chorus, did kind of like an Elvis thing. he had his head down and dun 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 in my blood, just all into it. But Kayla, I think, won.
Good job.
She'll go on to face
another stage presence, everything like that.
She'll go on to face another D-list celebrity next week on Lip Sync Battle.
I'm glad I got to the D-list.
I don't even know what that meant. But as our champion, she'll go on to face somebody else on TBS. Yeah. 8 o'clock, 7 7. So, Game of Thrones Death Pool. We got to figure out who won what. And our predictions on Friday were wide and varied. Kayla thought this would happen.
Daenerys commands Drogon to kill Jon, but because Jon speaks dragon, he does not kill Jon.
That was kind of. Spence thought
Arya does kill Daenerys. I'm going to agree with you on that.
Nope. Didn't happen. And then,
but only after Grey Worm kills Jon Snow.
Nope.
That didn't happen.
By the way. Why does Grey Worm have say in all of this?
I think that's the spinoff right there is Grey Worm, because he's like, let's go to Narth or whatever it is.
And oh, yeah, because he wanted to go bad. We're from Sunday's home.
He was declared in charge of, he was the Minister of War. So maybe that's why he was in charge.
Why he was able to say who did what and Jon Snow, we need justice. Take it easy, bro.
Right.
I mean, I get it that you were loyal to Daenerys, but take it easy, bro.
She gone.
What kind of crap came out of my mouth? She gone. What kind of crap came out of my mouth on Friday? I think Arya kills Daenerys. Jon Snow is the king. No, not even close.
We are wrong.
Oh, wait. What did Lindsay say?
I was worse. I thought Tyrion was going to sit on the Iron Throne. My coworkers and I were talking about it yesterday, and they have a theory that Tyrion is not a real Lannister, but in fact is a Targaryen.
Heard that
also?
Too.
That's his mother.
Yeah, we didn't even get to that.
We were all wrong.
Well, I still, Samwell Gendry, whatever his name is. That one dude that did it with Arya. They're both safe, so I had two that were safe. Spence had Arya and Sansa. They're both safe. Kayla had Daenerys out.
Daenerys out. But I had Tyrion and Gilly, who are both safe.
And your pick to die. My pick to die
was Theon Greyjoy the first to die.
Which, I don't know, I put a big check mark next to her name. And then Spence had Jon Snow and Bran. That are safe. I think our winner in all of this is Kayla.
Yeah.
Woo!
I think our winner in all of this, or wait, no, she had one safe.
No, was I she, win.
Get it.
I do win. I had three right. Kayla, you all won. Had two yeah. right. I win.
Yeah.
Oh, I just crossed off Tyrion. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you had three right and the rest of us had two.
Yeah.
Kayla wins the Game of Thrones. That's cool.
I sit on the Game of Thrones. Okay, I win the Game of Thrones. I sit on the Iron Throne.
Why don't you just sit on
they
it?
They melted it.
Why don't you just sit on it? Period.
Sit on that.
Just sit on it. Period. Who loses?
Nobody.
No.
This is a win-win-win.
No, because you had the first death. He loses, so it goes by first death, and he had first death.
I have first death. I'm sorry, America.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. A size large flesh color body stocking. Coming your way.
Shame.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Shame.
Lindsay pops off with the first shame.
Good job, Lindsay.
She's ready.
Outstanding. All right. Well, we'll figure out when this is going
to
happen.
Nice.
Well, I mean, let me get on Amazon
I'll
and
try
see.
To make it there.
Yeah, let me see how quick we can get a flesh-colored body stocking and one. Two, three, and you'll need one too. So we'll need four bells.
Let's find it.
Four bells and a flesh-colored body stocking. You're the best. And did we decide what your prize is yet? Did you already get a prize?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars. He was great.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We're all paid up. Well, thank you for playing with us, and we will see you soon.
Okay. Thank you guys. I love the morning zoo.
P1D1 talk. You're really not required to be there while I'm in a. I mean, I've lost weight and everything, but you're not required. I can't imagine this is going to be.
It's not a requirement.
It's not gonna
you
be
want
pretty.
To do it for your own self. That's why you want to be there. Great.
I want to make it there.
Just great.
Shame.
I'm going to put him at an event on Facebook.
Shame.
Oh, excellent. All right, we got to run. Have a great day. Yeah. You
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5 KLUC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling story of the day is coming up in just a minute. And by the way, it's a story that we've all seen. We all know the story. I mean, pretty much everybody knows the story by now. You've seen it's been on TV a million times. Things that I didn't know.
Okay.
Associated with this story. So there is, so it's good. There is more to it. Game of Thrones, by the way, again, heading into the final season. This is where we started, okay? Started just like this. Everybody was still in play.
From King's Landing across Westeros to Winterfell, who will survive season 8? Only time will tell. Will it be Grey Worm the Hound or Podrick Payne, Cersei Gilly Gendry or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Lord Varys, Bronn or Jon's Aunt Daenerys, Missandei, Tyrion the Onion Knight, or will Sansa Stark be the one to survive? Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth, the Mountain, Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, Jaime the Night King, or Melisandre, Edison, or the guy with the flaming sword, Three-Eyed Raven Lady Lyanna, Jorah, Mormont, Qyburn, or Arya, Theon, Euron, or Yara, who the army of the dead will claim is unknown on Game of Thrones.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people in there. A lot of folks.
35 in all.
Yes, 35 in all. Yeah, listen how many are left. Now, as the whole thing wrapped up last night.
From King's Landing across Westeros to Winterfell, who didn't make it through season 8? I will tell. Good for Grey when the Hound or Podrick Payne, to Gilly Gendry or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Lord Bronn or Jon's Aunt Daenerys, was Tyrion the Onion Knight, and check out Sansa Stark living the good life. Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth, the Mountain, Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, Jaime the Night, or Melisandre, or the guy with the flaming three-eyed raven, Jorah, Qyburn, or Arya, Theon, Euron, or Yara, who the dead will kill is now known. Goodbye, Game of Thrones.
Goodbye, Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
that's it. We're done.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Feeling story of the day. By the way, should we all be described by how much money we have? Because it's funny, you've seen this story a million times, and this is why you invite a billionaire to speak at your graduation. And he's been in every single news report as billionaire Robert F. Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be like, yo-yo bank account, Jeff Buchanan.
Living paycheck to paycheck, Spence.
Yeah. $1.98 in her account, Lil Jed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, $200 in his account with $500 still left in bills to pay, Chad Buchanan. Billionaire Robert F. Smith is the founder and CEO of the private equity firm Vista Equity Partners. Last year, Forbes ranked him as the 163rd richest person in America. He's worth about $4.4 billion. He is one of only 13 black billionaires in the world. And this year, his fortune is up to $5 billion. A few months ago, he donated $1.5 million to Morehouse College in Atlanta, which I did not know that.
That's awesome.
Morehouse College in Atlanta, historically black school. Then yesterday, because he had donated $1.5 million, they gave him an honorary doctorate and said, sure, you can speak at our commencement ceremony in front of about 400 graduating seniors. And during his speech, this is the part that you know.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Now, that took a minute to get to that point because you could, like, people were stunned at first.
Right? Yeah.
Like, they almost heard him wrong because that's, by the way, according to one estimate, that will wipe out roughly $40 million.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Student debt. 400 graduating seniors, $40 million in student debt. Morehouse College says it's the largest single donation the school has ever been associated with. I would imagine so.
Yeah.
And easily, I honestly, because it's been out there and you've heard it a million times today, I thought, I'm not going to go with that as a good feeling story of the day, but what else is she going
to
do?
It makes me tear up every time to think those kids really start fresh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There was no other choice. It's got to be your good feeling story of the day. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Wipe away your tears, sir. You've got things to do.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
All right, little Jess, who we have for a contestant today?
Billy Hernandez from downtown.
Billy Hernandez, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Sure, feeling good. Did you stay up late watching Game of Thrones?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well rested, ready to go.
I like it.
I like all of this. Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture ripped from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you a question. You going to be cootering today?
I don't believe so.
But if you don't believe so, then will you be cootering today?
Not this morning. Not today.
Billy, don't be a pain in my neck right now. It's Monday, please. I don't know why you're trying to cause trouble.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
I actually kind of dig that. Billy's like, I'm my own man. I do my own thing. I do things my own way. I'm a maverick.
Yeah.
No, Lil' Jess. Like, Lil' Jess, I thought you'd be in favor of all of that. Lil' Jess just rolled her eyes and just shook her head as if you were her 10-year-old son doing it.
Do what you're told, yeah. Billy. Do what you're told.
We went over it three times, Billy. Three times.
Yeah, see, Billy's his own man. Billy don't listen to you. He don't listen to me. He don't listen to nobody.
Don't Billy, make me come down there.
That's right. Oh, Billy does what Billy wants to do. All right, man. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. With just a week to go before their reunion tour kicks off, which Spice Girl went to the hospital on Friday complaining that they couldn't see?
Gary.
Which state is preparing to become the first to legalize eco-friendly human composting?
Gross. Alabama.
Which college's keynote speaker told graduating seniors that he'll be paying off their student loans?
Morley.
Which automaker is recalling 270,000 cars in North America?
GM.
And which team still playing in the NHL playoffs sucks the most?
The Sharks.
Which college's keynote speaker told graduating seniors he's paying off their loans?
Was it Morley or Morehouse?
All right, we'll accept
Morley or Morehouse.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge.
He
gave
$40
million. That's how we
came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
What else?
Clarification on number one. You say scary or Jerry?
I heard scary. There's scary. No Jerry Spice.
Jerry Hollowell is Ginger.
I understand.
Oh, she got a little
wow,
feisty.
Man. I don't know why everybody wants a piece of me today. I don't know what I did. What did I do to you, Kayla?
Nothing. I just wanted to clarify.
I'm sorry.
It came across that
already,
way.
I already took the L on. I'm already feeling a little bruised.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I've got to be in a nude, flesh-colored body stock.
Oh, that is true.
Walking the lane. By the way, this is the second time I've had to do this.
Wear a nude-colored bodysuit and had the word shame yelled at you?
Yeah, kind of, but it was worse last time.
Why was it worse last time?
Are we talking about the same thing?
Are we talking about the Super Bowl bet that we lost?
We had to run the Bellagio fountain in our underwears.
Oh,
that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. It was underwear.
The nude bodysuit seems a little more.
I was recalling a nude body stocking involved then as well.
No, I think the underwears by themselves in sneakers, it was worse.
We lost a Super Bowl bet.
Oh, it was a Steelers-Seahawks game.
Steelers-Seahawks.
Yeah. How'd I get roped into that?
By the way, Billy's a giant pain in the neck, which I appreciate.
Is he?
Oh, no, I like it. He's a maverick. He does things his own way.
Yeah.
Billy's his own man. Billy is not going to be told what to do, and he defies convention. He just does things the way he wants to do. And that's good. And then it upset Kayla's sense of order, and she lashed out at me.
It wasn't quite that way, but sure.
These are all facts.
Lil' Jess, you saw it.
Yes.
You saw what happened.
Lots of intrigue.
You're out of the girl group, Lil' Jess. You're out of the girl group now.
They should have let us write the Game of Thrones finale. We know intrigue. All right, here we go. And we know BS also really good. All right, same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go.
Okay.
Mr. Spence, with just a week to go before their reunion tour kicks off, which Spice Girl went to the hospital on Friday complaining that they couldn't see?
Mel B.
And which state is preparing to become the first to legalize eco-friendly human composting?
Sounds like California to me.
Which college's keynote speaker told graduating seniors they'll be paying off their student loans?
Morehouse.
And what automaker is recalling 270,000 cars in North America?
In Sweden, they call them Fjords.
No, they don't.
Ford.
Ford, okay.
Tiana, why are you lashing out at him? You knew what he was saying. Which team still playing in the NHL playoffs sucks the most?
One game from losing it all, the San Jose Sharks.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
All right, Billy, let's see how we did here, sir.
Let's check it out.
Let's do. With just a week to go before their reunion tour, which Spice Girl went to the hospital on Friday complaining that they couldn't see? Billy said...
Scary.
Billy said Scary Spice. Spence said...
Mel B.
Aren't those the same thing?
They are the same thing.
Well, that's usually... They're both right then, usually. Yeah. Oh. And in this case, that is also true.
Oh, is it?
Scary Spice is Mel B. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. So she went... They were saying that she was totally blind in her right eye.
Yeah.
She said that she couldn't see anything. They took her to the hospital, and nobody knows what happened. The last thing I saw. Did you see anything?
I didn't
different?
See any update. So,
well, you know, yeah. She does have a sexual addiction. Maybe she just.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe that's
the sexual addiction caused blindness.
I'll explain it.
Oh,
it off the
not
air.
Gross.
Can we move on?
That's not a true scientific thing.
No.
Oh.
Which state is preparing to become the first to legalize eco-friendly human composting? Billy said.
Alabama.
Spence said.
Sounds like California to me.
Oh, no. Well, it does. It also sounds even more like my beloved home state of Washington.
Washington.
God, that state.
They love human poop in Washington.
It's not even that. No, it's... This is a way for Grandpa to give himself back.
Oh, ew.
Ew is right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not even that kind of human composting.
Oh.
It's worse.
I thought they were going to make potatoes like that one movie. The Martian.
Matt Damon. No, it's worse. And it's so Washington. That state it really is so screwed up. So anyway, still one apiece. Which college's keynote speaker told graduating seniors he'll be paying off their student loans? We just did the story a minute ago. Billy said.
Morley or Morehouse?
Yeah, we'll take Morehouse. Spence said.
Morehouse.
Yeah, Morehouse. And look at this. We're tied.
Booyah.
We're tied at two. Which automaker recalling 270,000 cars in North America? Billy said.
GM.
Spence said.
Ford.
Which one is it? Actually, Spence said, I believe in...
Well, in Sweden, they call it Fjord.
They don't, actually. And it made Kayla just all kinds of upset.
Well, I didn't know he said Fjord. I didn't hear that. And I was like, I don't know what that is. Like, I didn't know what he said.
I think it's funny that they would call it that. Oh, I'm going they to don't. Give me a Fjord.
And that would be Norway. It would be Norway where they would do that anyway. No, well, it was Ford.
Booyah.
Yeah, 3-2 Spence heading to the final question. Which team still playing in the NHL playoffs sucks the most? Billy said.
The Sharks.
And Spence said,
the San Jose Sharks.
Man, God, was there anything more satisfying than them getting blown out yesterday? I think not.
Go Knights, go.
And for Spence, that is one, and two, and three, and four. Yeah, it was four.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Get up. On 98.5 KLUC.
We are not trying to throw salt on the good feeling story of the day. Kayla and I were just talking about this while the song was playing. You and I probably would have never, I never had, I didn't go to college.
I never had.
Yeah, did you have student loans?
I had never had student loans.
What about those kids? What about those kids whose family, I mean, did they refund the tuition? You know what I mean? Why does that kid get penalized, though, that if they worked, you know, three jobs through college.
That's the whole thing. If I were some kid that was at that school and I'm like, I hustled. I worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week for the last 4 years and went to school for 8 hours and then slept like 2 hours a day and made sure I had no student loans. And he's sitting up there and says, I forgive all your student loan debt.
Yeah, and homeboy says this. Then he goes through and says this.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus.
Oh, he's going to put fuel in my bus. Oh, this is great, man. Maybe we'll all get jobs. That'll be great. Oh, I worked so hard for this guy. I want to meet this guy. This is going to be awesome. Oh, this is great. I worked 4 years, 4 long years. My dad had 3 jobs, and my mom worked 16 hours a day. And oh, my God.
I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni.
Oh, this is going to be great. Oh, the
this
alumni.
This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
What? No!
I didn't take out any stupid student loans.
Damn it!
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
There's a backstory on this winner, right, Lil Jess?
Yes, there is.
So what's the backstory?
So,
She called Friday?
Yes, she called Friday to, I believe it was, give her response to a bit we were doing.
Why don't we just ask her? I'm sorry.
This is Natasha Darden from the East Side.
I realize I'm making this much harder than it needs to be. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, when did you call Friday?
Yes, I called Friday and I answered the question about the friend who had money. Her husband left her that $1 million. And I was like, you know, leave her, let her fall on her face. And then when she's ready to pick herself up, let her, be there for her.
Smart. Good advice. And then you said that your son, Nashawn, likes to sing the Spence's Challenge song.
Yes, he does.
Every day. And he wanted to have the opportunity.
Every day. As soon as we get in the car, we have to turn you guys on because we cannot miss the Spence's Challenge.
And I said, you got to send us a video of that so that we can play it sometime. So we need to get that done. Is he with you right now?
Okay, definitely. He is definitely in the car right now.
Hello? Nashawn, how are you, man?
Good.
Hey, are you so excited that this is the last Monday of the school year?
Yeah.
We're excited, too, and we still have to come to work next week. So we're excited, too, though.
We're excited for you.
So do you have a song for us?
Yeah.
Bring it. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. He's a little nervous.
Oh, I know.
Nashawn's got this.
That's a challenge. My name's Spence, and that's a challenge. That's how we came up with the coolest, which is a challenge.
And I don't know if you know that you guys have tickets to go to Wet n Wild this weekend. AJ Mitchell's playing on Sunday, and we'd love for you to be there.
Well done.
You guys should have just seen the look on his face. Oh, my God. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. I'm not even sure that that's the best part, huh, Natasha?
I don't think that's the best part at all.
Why isn't that the best part?
Why is that the best part, Nashawn?
No, you...
Does Kayla have a joke?
Kayla's got a joke!
Here we go. Nashawn, how much do dead batteries cost?
I don't know.
Do anybody know? Do you know how much dead batteries cost?
Do you know
how much dead batteries cost, little Jess?
I do not know.
I don't... Kayla, how much did dead batteries cost?
Free of charge!
Free of charge.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC. Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Just 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes and at least 3 topics, we think. It's a 177-second survey. When it's done, it's done. When the buzzer hits, that's it. One-word answers, and everybody has to participate on a certain level. And that begins right now. What do we really feel about Kim and Kanye's baby name, Som? Lil Jess?
Som West? I don't know. I'm not for it. I'm not against it.
Somebody on social media said... Hey, why is it that the boy names all have like heavy biblical implications that might be tough to live up to. And the girls got picked out of Google Maps. Why is this? How do we feel about this name, Kate?
I just really wanted them to go with another direction. So like having an East in the name would have been amazing.
Spence?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, Jesus walks. So, I mean, he's gonna go with it. And it's different.
Yeah. And they...
It's exactly who Kanye is. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Preaching.
It is a very Kanye... the very Sunday service thing of him. I get it now.
I almost didn't think it was real. Because social media was kind of quiet. At least my social was pretty quiet.
I thought it was going to be bare, honestly. And that was the prediction.
It was kind of like the idea of people coming out, Kardashian baby names, blah, 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 that eventually... It just won't be a big deal anymore, and we don't have to comment on it.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Have you heard of a sip and see? Apparently, this is big with new moms that are cautious about exposing their newborn to germs. This is where, allegedly, you come to see the new baby and you have a cocktail. You just cannot touch the baby. You can only come and see the baby. You can't touch the baby. Are you kidding me right now? Are you down for the sip and see, Kayla?
Yeah, I'm down for it. It's your kid, man. You got to protect your kid those first couple of months.
Oh, my God.
I have a friend of mine that is very weird. Like, we have to wash our hands the whole, like, every single time you go to even, like, touch the baby or whatever. And I get it. She's explained it to me everything that the doctor tells her to do. So, I get it. I'm down.
Spence?
There's alcohol involved. I'm in. Not to mention, doesn't that kill the germs anyway?
No.
Little Jess, a sip and see?
I'm not with the sip and see. All I ask is that you wash your hands and you don't breathe heavily over my newborn.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah. I'm not going to lick your baby.
Uncle Spence had garlic for lunch.
So you're not down with this?
No. How long do you keep that kid like in their own bubble?
He's the bubble boy.
First couple of months at least, yeah.
Maybe I don't know anything about it. You know what I mean? I mean, I realize that this is probably why I just don't need to have kids. Somebody named Whitney has a legitimate dilemma. Oh, we're not going to have enough time. I hate this. She and her husband are debating if they should get a dog first or a baby first. They can't decide which to have first to better prepare them for the other. Which comes first, puppy or baby? Kayla, quick.
Puppy.
Spence.
Puppy.
Lil Jess.
Definitely puppy.
Yeah, puppy. Okay.
Yeah.
Get up! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Kayla, is this statement true that women really do tell secrets to the person that does their hair?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's because you're sitting there, and a lot of times you're getting your hair cut or done for hours and hours and hours. You kind of run out of stuff to talk about, and then they'll bring up something, and so you're like, oh, my God, and you start complaining about your life.
Is that true, Lil Jess?
Yeah, my cousin's a hairstylist, and she has everyone's secrets.
She knows everybody's dirt. There was a study that came out that was like they talked to like 2,000 people, and the majority of people like told the person that does their hair told them stuff that they would never tell anybody else. Like I cheated on my husband type of you know, that like that level of stuff.
Yeah. My friend Taylor says that she is a working therapist as well, because she'll help people work through their problems. She had one woman get like tear up in the chair one day because they were sitting there and she was getting her hair cut and was so upset about like her son wasn't going to graduate from school or something like that. Yeah, it was bad.
I remember being very, very close with the guy before I started shaving my head with Vince. Vince and I were very close. In fact, I miss him quite a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
I think he still listens to the show. He'll reach out every once in a while, but it was like, sorry, I have no further use for your services.
Did you used to confess your sins?
I don't think so. No. I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff. Speaking of talking about a lot of stuff, Kayla's going to Tahoe for Memorial Day weekend.
Woo!
So lucky.
Y'all are driving up. When are you driving?
We're going to drive Friday right after the show. Buddy's going to pick me up here at the studio, and we're going to take off.
And so in the preparation for this trip, what did Buddy ask you last night?
What we're going to talk about in our drive to Tahoe.
Is this something that you plan out in advance generally, two of you?
No, we don't ever talk about what we're going to talk about on the trip. We've never done that before. It was just an interesting thing that he brought up. And I was like, I don't know. Hopefully I'll be sleeping most of the time because I get up really early in the morning. So maybe I'll be taking a nap and then...
Boy, that's a red flag, kid. I'm sorry to tell you.
Why is that a red flag?
How long have you been in this relationship and already he's trying to figure out what he's going to talk to you about? Oh my... When you get to a certain point, you don't really talk. You just give knowing glances and nods. You're in trouble.
Or was that just a weird where he's going, okay, we've got at least 6 hours in the car. What could we possibly have to talk about? Like, does he think that you're supposed to talk for the whole time?
I don't, maybe. We don't talk the whole time that we're, we usually listen to like our podcast, like the show podcasts and everything when we go to LA or
that
something like
horrible.
That. No, it's a lot of fun, actually. It's a lot of fun. If you get a chance, download the radio.com app. You can download all of our podcasts.
No, only because it's ours. Other people listening to it. Like, I don't, if I'm leaving work, I listen to it anyway just to, you know, to watch game film. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
on a long drive, why did Spence end up in the ditch? He was listening to the show podcast.
No, it's actually perfect because there's a huge mix of like games. Like, we do a lot of games in the show. We do a lot. So it's fun to play along. It's a great, if you're going
you
on
already
road
know
trip.
How it ends.
That's why she wins.
That's how she beats Buddy.
Why she loves
oh,
it.
Oh, it's all a setup. Okay, I know. I get it.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
So we were talking about this the other day because one time is never enough. One time is just never enough. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show. It's an encore presentation of Spence's.
Song
of the week. And now here's Spence.
Jakar.
This is the final word on Game of Thrones. It's called the Iron Throne. Spence put his whole heart, all of his passion into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my dragon to the Iron Throne. I'm gonna torch it till it ain't no more. I'm gonna take my dragon to the Iron Throne. I'm gonna torch it till it ain't no more. The Unsullied's got my back. Dothraki on attack. Jon Snow is wearing black. Damn right I've been hitting that. Riding on a dragon. Ha! Damn right I'm Targaryen. You wouldn't listen, Cersei, so I set fire to King's Landing. Now can nobody tell me nothing? You can't tell Dany nothing. Can nobody tell her nothing? You can't tell Dany nothing. Ride or die with Drogon.
Dracarys
is my slogan. Lost two of my babies to get this here promotion. Dragon riding cutie. Cross this fair-haired beauty and I will barbecue thee. Yes, you've seen my boobies. I'm gonna take my dragon to the Iron Throne. I'm gonna torch it till it ain't no more. I'm gonna take my dragon to the Iron Throne. I'm gonna torch it till it ain't no more.
I, Daenerys of House Targaryen, first of my name, breaker of chains and mother of dragons, sentence you to die. Dracarys.
Spence channeling is inner Daenerys Targaryen.
Awesome.
Dracarys
indeed, sir. Bye, Game of Thrones.
That's pretty, I know, it's sad.
That'll be the last word. Do you think we will see any of those the actors again? You know what I mean? Like, Emilia Clarke had a pretty good career before, but I just wonder that they're so typecast that it'll be tough for them.
It'd be like the cast of The Sopranos where you just...
Yeah, you never see... Where are they?
They've disappeared.
I mean, Gandolfini, obviously. But yeah, they just, they're right off the face of the earth. Just
man, could be. I hope not.
Oh, Rob Stark is going to be the next James Bond, is the rumor. So maybe.
What's his name?
He was, Rob Stark
Rob
was.
Rob Stark.
He's Rob Stark. He's Rob Stark.
Rob Stark.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, let's get it. Lil Jess, who is contestant number one today?
Alyssa Ackelstead from Silverado.
So, Alyssa, what is your buzzer going to be?
Shark suck.
You're the best.
Guess who just became our new favorite? Well, hang on. That depends on who's contestant number two?
Pedro Ortiz.
Pedro, you got a lot to live up. By the way, what part of town are you from, Pedro? Oh, can't hear him. Pedro, what part of town are you from?
Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
There's a lot to live up to here. What's your buzzer going to be?
Man.
That's pretty good. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first and shall not be questioned, unlike the NHL refs. No. Just blow. And Kayla is the asker of the questions. And here's question number one.
So congrats to which Avengers alum on their engagement this weekend? Was it Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hiddleston, or Chris Evans?
Alyssa.
Scarlett Johansson.
Alyssa says Scarlett Johansson. Could you hit your buzzer again just for fun?
Shark suck.
Thank you. Right on both counts. And Alyssa is up one zip as we go to question two.
What did Kim and Kanye name their fourth child? Rob, Psalm, or Isaiah?
Man.
Hey, Dro.
Is it Rob?
And by the way, is that the sound of the Sharks crying after they lost yesterday? Is that what that is?
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like that. The answer Pedro gave was Rob. Is that correct? It is not.
Alyssa, was it Psalm or Isaiah?
Psalm.
Is it Psalm? Yes, and Alyssa is up 2-0 as we head to the all-important third and final question. I don't know if you heard. 20 years. 3,000 episodes. Who wants to be a millionaire? S. Mort.
Yeah.
That's it. It's too bad because, honestly, we've got some ins over there now. Chris Harrison has become a buddy. And Frank Nicotero, a guy who used to do a show called Street Smarts, that may be coming back. He was involved, and I was really excited because they film it over right behind Bally's.
Yeah.
And now they're going to, after this season, that's it. So, in honor of our buddies at Millionaire, we'll make this worth, for their 3,000 episodes, we'll make this all-important third and final question worth 3,000, sorry, but you gotta go, points.
So some idiot in South Africa drop-kicked which action star? Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Shark suck.
Alyssa.
Arnold?
Alyssa, for the sweep and the win, is it Arnold Schwarzenegger? Was Jason Statham, the guy wouldn't be living.
Right, he would not.
Who is the other one? Your Jason Statham sounds like what?
Sylvester.
No, you're Jason Statham.
Hello, I'm Jason sounds Statham.
Like, right, but it sounds like who else? I forget.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. Do Jon Snow.
Hello, I'm Jon Snow.
And now do Jason Statham.
Hello, I'm Jason Statham.
What's it? But Alyssa's answer was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is that the one? Dramatic pause. No, we don't. Yes, Alyssa's the winner. Boy, Pedro, you got smoked just like those sharks. You got smoked like the sharks, brother. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too.
Pedro's one of the good ones, man. I'm telling you. Alyssa, you have a $250 promo card to Living Spaces.
Yay!
Thank you.
And let it be written in the annals of history that on Monday, May 20th, 2019, Alyssa Ackelstad of Silverado Ranch is the champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know why I am so excited for this to be the final week of school. I don't know why, but I am.
You still got to go to work after it's done.
Yeah, I do. You know what it is? I do love Memorial Day weekend.
Is that what it is?
I love Memorial Day weekend. And I love, like, July 4th. I like all the summer holidays.
Yeah.
I guess.
And seeing people accomplish something as big as graduating from, like, college or high school or something like that, that's huge. And I think it's fun to watch people go through that process.
Yeah, that's not it for me.
No, that's not it for me. Yeah.
Okay. It was a shot.
I mean, good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. No.
Got it.
No, it really is. It's great because it's such a big moment in your life. I have to ask you this. What do you believe that I love this? We might have to do this as a bit tomorrow. What do you believe was the most important decision you made in your life?
Oh, easy.
What was it?
Moving here. Moving across the country. I grew up in a small little town in Florida, and the most I'd ever done was move like an hour away from my folks. And so moving literally across the country, being the only one in my family to do that.
What's the most important decision you made in your life, little Jess?
That's a tough one.
I know, right?
It really is. I'm going to go with getting myself back into radio because it is truly what I love doing. And yeah, you kind of got the same hiccups as other jobs I've had in the past, but to be happy to come to work every day and make it not really feel like work, just love what I'm doing, it would be that.
Researchers found that the discussion requires more soul searching than filing for, deciding whether or not to have children is life's biggest decision. Researchers found that the discussion requires more soul searching than filing for divorce or moving. Other agonizing decisions to make the top 30 on the list included relocating abroad, which is kind of what you did.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Sort of.
Getting a pet, also a big decision. Making such decisions, sorry, I really shouldn't start drinking at 8:30. I should wait until it goes over. Making such decisions often leaves people feeling, quote, anxious, terrified, or even old. You feel old because you had to make those decisions. They also found that over 2/3 of people agreed that there's too much pressure on young people to make important decisions when it's too early to know what they want. Because of this, many responded. Here's the thing. People are too afraid of failing. Yeah. People are go ahead and make the decision. Fail. Just be ready to dip and move.
See, it wasn't a tough decision on having kids for me. It was an accident. So it just happened and I had no choice. It just was done.
Many respondents cited their choice of degree, dropping out of college or leaving school early as decisions that they regret. That's okay. Yeah. 1 in 7 people claim settling down with a partner was their first major life choice. I would say that marrying Amy getting back in the game. Getting back on the horse. Probably, yeah, that didn't sound right.
Yeah.
Getting back in the marriage game. Yeah.
Gotcha.
With Amy. Cause that was a time in my life that could have been critical. I could have blown.
I can imagine going through a divorce probably weighs heavily on you with that decision of getting married again, regardless of you and Amy are soulmates. You know what I mean? Yeah. But still, that you have that little bit in the back of your mind, like, can this happen to me again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes. Terrible. Study also pinpointed the age at which we make the most vital choices as being 28.
That's when I did mine.
Yeah, I was going to say that's fair.
Decided to move to Vegas.
I was 27. Yeah.
That's when I had my son.
I thought it was interesting.
Well, that's fair.
I thought, really?
Yeah.
These guys know what they're talking about. These scientists, you guys are smart.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first.
That is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
I will readily admit, randoms are hit and miss today.
Okay. All right.
Like this one. A&W tried to one-up McDonald's in the 80s by selling a third-pound burger, but it flopped. Because Americans didn't realize a third-pound burger was bigger than a quarter-pounder. Or maybe, or just maybe, because McDonald's is 73 billion times bigger than A&W.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's flopped. I don't know.
But there's people listening right now going, you mean what? A third pound's bigger than?
Huh?
I never knew that.
Yeah. And they didn't get their student loans paid off at Morehouse College. In early drafts of Star Wars, Yoda had a first name. Yoda's first name? Minch
Yoda.
M-I-N-C-H, Minch. The real reason that Under Armour spells its name with a U is not because they're British or pretentious or anything other than the founder of Under Armour thought that would make for a cooler toll-free phone number. So he wanted it to be 1-888-4-ARMOR. Not 1-888-44 armor. So they stuck a U in there.
Oh, that's funny.
Interesting.
The reason why things happen the way they do is just funny. Classic. See, this is another one. I'm gonna roll with it only because Lil Jess went to the effort of I'll put you in the clip.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't want you to ever feel like you're not valued, because you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, and your work and your effort and the sweat of your brow. How long did it take you? 48 seconds?
Yeah,
roughly.
give or take.
Mostly give. But give so much. The classic Billy Joel song, Allentown. Your dad listened to this, Kayla. Classic Billy Joel song, Allentown. Here in Allentown, for the Pennsylvania we never found. No, listen closely.
Our promises our teachers gave. If we work hard. If we behave. So the graduations hang on the wall.
I got all this other BS. That song was originally going to be called Levitt Town, because Billy Joel is from New York, from Long Island. So it was going to be called Levitt Town, about a town on Long Island. Allentown is in Pennsylvania.
You're right.
And so he changed the name of the song and rewrote it to Allentown, because that was when the steel industry was fading in Pennsylvania, and he thought it would make more sense.
Oh.
And it was a big hit.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a big hit for Billy Joel. Here's Allentown, American Top 40. What?
It's a great song.
It's a big hit.
This is your old-timey song of the day.
Old-timey song of the day. It's the old-timey song of the day. There's only 4 seconds left of it.
We're waiting here in Allentown.
Telling a story, Kayla.
Yeah, that was a good song.
Telling the story. Your old-timey, real instrument song of the day.
It's not nearly as storytelly as, say, like Sweet But Psycho. That tells a real story.
The greatest person in the world.
Well, Jess, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
The neighbors at Desert Plaza Apartments have been doing everything they can to help out the wife of late Serge Fourier. He was the elderly man that was pushed off the bus.
Can I tell you something right
now? Sure.
I didn't know that was local.
Same.
Huh. I'm even more disgusted. You know why?
Yeah.
Because something like that is one of those things that you look at that and you go, well, that honestly, in my brain, I went, well, that's New York. That has to be New York.
That's what I thought too at first.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe that was local. Yeah. So please continue.
So the neighbors, they've been trying to help out the wife. And this last Friday, they had a community yard sale in memory of him. The apartment manager, Melody, says, we're a community, but we're also a family. And they are going to continue to have this yard sale every Friday. So if you do want to help out, Desert Plaza Apartments on South Maryland. And to the neighbors at Desert Plaza Apartments, for helping your fellow neighbor out, you is.
Well, hang on a second. I was looking. There's also a GoFundMe somewhere. But
yes, there is.
Do you have it?
I don't. We'll pull it up and we'll share it on our social media.
We'll find it.
The greatest person in the world.
Yeah, it makes me sick to my stomach that something, if you miss it, just some chick randomly just shoved a 74-year-old guy off of a bus. He had a walker and just shoved him down the steps, and he died from the injuries. And I can't believe that would happen in our city.
Yeah, I'll co-sign on that. So,
You know what? All right.
The greatest person in the world.
What you got, sir?
You know, over the last 8 seasons, it's been, if not my favorite TV show of all time. I loved it. I loved the characters. I loved how the unexpected twists and turns and the scheming
partial,
and
the partial nudity.
Oh, there was, you know, I was going to, yes.
I'm
yes.
sorry. Did I?
No, that's okay. That was always a good, but really, rarely do you get a TV show that you just go, man, that's some of the best stuff you'll ever experience in your life. Honest to God, there's only a handful of those shows for me that I go, I can watch them over and over and over.
Yeah.
So whether they need it or not or really care, D.B. Weiss and David, is it Benioff? Is that how you say his name?
Sure.
They're the showrunners for the show. And, of course, George R.R. Martin, who wrote the book, Song of Fire and Ice. Everybody at Game of Thrones, I really loved it. You is.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Friday, former University of Oregon football star being praised now for disarming a gunman at a Portland area high school. Friday afternoon, former Oregon receiver Keenan Lowe is a football coach and the track coach, as well as a security guard at Park Rose High School. He was just called into a classroom on Friday after two students told a staff member of another kid that he was just acting weird. And they and some people saw him outside of the room that he looked distraught. And he looked upset. And he goes in. While the student wasn't present when Keenan got to the classroom, he showed up a few minutes later. He had come back with a gun.
Oh, God.
Everything happened so fast, said Keenan Lowe. I lunged for the gun. We both had the gun. He eventually got the gun away from the student. Nobody was hurt. You know, student got roughed up a little bit, but yeah, it's all right. You get what you deserve.
Right.
Kid was 18 years old. He was arrested. In that moment, I was called upon and I just reacted. I thank God that no one got hurt, and I thank God that I was in that room. Keenan Lowe, former University of Oregon football star, right place, right time, and did the right thing. And you just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Let's see who's been paying attention. It's the Chet Buchanan Show's Final Exam.
Final Exam is brought to you by One Stop Nutrition, home of the peanut butter and jelly keto smoothie. Vegas' number one spot for your nutritional needs. One Stop Nutrition. That's Patrick in the sales department screwing with me.
Is he trying to screw you up?
Spot and stop
the
right
same,
there.
Yeah, same 10 seconds.
Come playing on. Into my dyslexia. It shows up every once in a while. You see, I see one word and it looks like another. And yeah, okay. I see you, man. I'll get you back.
Testing you, yeah.
I'll get you back. Who is the loser, oozer of the... Easy.
It's not, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just gleefully excited. It's not me.
It's not you.
Yeah, who's the loser that will be in a flesh-colored, nude, dare I say, body stocking?
Shame.
Walking the length
shame.
Of the... Shame. The length of
shame.
The Bellagio Fountain. Shame. Length of the Bellagio
shame.
Fountain.
Shame.
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 We're asking, please do not throw vegetables.
Come on, rotten produce,
shame.
Make it real.
Here's the thing.
Shame.
It's not that real. It's not that shame. Real.
Are you worried to get stained in your naked bodysuit and ruin it
okay,
for the next
chance? Okay, you know what? You know
that's
what?
Not
no,
the
fine. Throw rotten produce.
Shame.
Throw rotten produce if you must.
Shame.
Spence will be picking it all up because
shame.
Littering is a crime in Las Vegas. Don't
shame.
Make it. Don't make the face. No, I won't. Because if you're the one who thinks that we should be throwing the produce, then you've got to clean it up.
No. It's biodegradable.
So then we're not throwing rotten produce.
It's like if you throw a banana peel out of your car into the dirt, that's not littering. It's biodegradable.
It's
just it is melts into the dirt.
That is littering.
Tell it to the judge. So there won't be any produce. Anyway, 702-364-9898. If you were listening closely, Spence already gave away the answer.
Yeah.
Who is the big loser? In our Game of Thrones death pool. Call now and good luck.
Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's Final Exam.
Oh my goodness, we have to go. Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Leslie Garavi from the North Side.
Hey, Leslie. So who is the big loser of our Game of Thrones death pool and will be walking the length of the Bellagio fountains in a nude body stocking?
Shame.
Yep, it's me.
Shame.
It's me. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame, Leslie. Shame. But good for you. A $250 promo card to Living Spaces. Congratulations.
All right.
I know,
you,
right?
You.
And I got to believe there's some sort of Memorial Day sale going on. I got to
right.
believe.
Right.
I don't know that for fact. I'm just saying it's that time of the year and that's how that works. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the cool temperatures. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
For
Bye.
See you tomorrow, P1.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.